The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by... we'll get back to you on that. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com and on iTunes and Stitcher under Toy World Order. We're your hosts. I'm Duvall, that's Dave Draper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave Draper's got the social distance champ, now Scram shirt on.
Well, Oscar the Grouch.
It's Oscar the Grouch.
You're missing the punchline.
I know, it's Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch is the social distancing champ.
Yeah, he is the social distancing champ. Because he never...
One of my idols growing up. And you know what? I know that's a cute joke, considering I'm the grumpy old man, but it's true. I loved Oscar as a kid.
You know, it's funny. Somebody left a comment on one of our YouTube videos, on an old one, but it was about recent, about me announcing retirement, selling the collection, all that stuff. And they were, you know, they're talking about how, you know, they've loved what we've done, and, you know, they're... You know, we brought a lot of enjoyment to him, but he's like, the commenter said, you know, I'm sad that Dave was never able to change his ways. He was just always this angry man. And I just responded, I was like, we've never lied about this. You realize that we're playing characters, right? We're literally playing versions of ourselves.
Well, yeah, we're playing hyped up versions of ourselves.
Dave can be a grumpy man, but he's got a heart of gold. And he's not really that angry in real life all the time.
Yeah, it wasn't until about 2020.
Yeah. It's the same thing I think I told Blanchard and Floorburger. Floor,
yeah.
Because I recorded their
yes.
I didn't remember the name of the episode, which is terrible. I recorded with them this week, and they kind of got brought up, and I was like, Dave and I are literally playing wrestling personas. Like, it's literally what we're doing.
I mean, wrestling personas usually.
It's an analogy, basically.
Okay, but I mean.
It's what us I mean turned is, up to 11.
It's up to us turned up to 11, yes.
Yeah. Which is the idea behind wrestling.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how...
So The Undertaker really was into black magic and wanted to use the powers of Satan
it
to
doesn't
take
go
over
for
the...
everyone, but someone like Austin
doesn't
and Rock...
Doesn't go for everyone.
Jericho, those guys were themselves cranked up to 11, basically.
Gotcha.
And I was like, you know what? I told them, I was like, it was easy. It's always been easy for me to play the idiot boy to whoever I'm sitting next to, whether it's Dave or Dan. I'm like, but it's much easier for Dave and I to play off one another because I can play the idiot boy to Dave's grump, which irritates Dave's character.
It's the classic, I mean, it's the big dog, little dog.
Yes.
It's Skipper and Gilligan, it's Laurel and Hardy, it's a very classic dynamic.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like on this crusade now, I'm like, you guys realize that Dave's not really angry dick.
I
right?
love that someone's actually sad that I didn't get. I mean, I'm kind of like touched that he felt bad I didn't get my redemption arc.
Yes.
He's like, I always hoped Dave would be happy one day. It's like, well, thank you, bless your heart,
bless
sir.
Your heart, sir. It was a beautiful thing. I just kind of chuckled when I read that. And I had to respond to it.
It was kind of sweet.
Yeah, I was like, aw. I was like, that's adorable. I was like, they think Dave's just this crazy angry old man. I was like, well, technically, we did film you. We did film you in your garage with a rake and a hood on.
Something like that, yeah.
It's still one of my favorite things we've ever shot for anything we've done is that episode of Bored. I think it was done so well with the garage door opening and then you closing the garage door and Danny like, Dave! It was some brilliant stuff.
Yeah, it was great.
One of the questions they ask, it's
a standard 42
Yeah, and I'm spoiling
questions.
Some of it, but they asked, you know.
Well, I mean, if you actually listen to those podcasts, like half of mine was repeated from the previous appearance podcast.
You know, they asked about how Puppet Duvall came to be.
Okay, that's it. Well.
It's an interesting story, but I told him, I was like, well, I've had that puppet, the old puppet we used since I was like 12, 13 years old. Like, I've had him forever. And I was like, I wish Dave was here because he could tell you exactly who the hell the makers of those things were because I can never remember.
Oh, I looked it up once, too. Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head, but I know I looked it up once.
But I kind of told the tale, and I was like, honestly, the Puppet Duvall that you guys know now that has become popular, I'm like, that's all Dave Draper. I'm like, I got nothing to do with that. That's all Dave.
Coward.
No, I'm dead serious.
Coward.
No, it's
the buck stops here.
I gave you all the props, man, because I was like, that's all Dave. I'm like, that whole character and persona springs from the mind of David Draper.
Well, you know, did you tell the whole thing?
I told him it started
because you did the Muppets episode.
Yes, yeah.
Puppet Duvall was literally you as a puppet.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite. Okay.
That new toy
smell. It was one of those things, like, there's a phrase from art, or from adversity comes art.
Yes.
Art from adversity.
Yes.
And there were tensions behind the scenes.
Yes, there were.
And just the stuff you saw on camera was not Danny acting, but it was wonderful. It was just because he hated, his skin was crawling every second he had to interact with the puppet.
Yes.
Like, he did not like that idea. He was not happy to be there. But it was magic.
Yes.
It's like you know, hear about how, like, Bruce Willis and Sybil Danning hated each other.
Yeah.
Or,
but they created a man. And it's funny, because later on, you know,
after obviously all the tension. Yeah.
But we used that in Board, where the tension between Danny and the puppet was still there.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And then, yeah, you had this idea for Board, and you wanted the puppet to live in this magical closet where he gave out the board games.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was, you couldn't be on screen and have the puppet at the same time. Yeah. So then I had, like, you had worked out your issues with Danny, then I had to work out my issues with Danny to film, which I'm glad, you know, in the end I probably did.
Oh, yeah.
Because it all worked out pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, and if you watch the early ones, he doesn't talk.
No. We dubbed him over, actually.
There was actually going to be a weird, did he talk about how Brandon was supposed to have this whole thing?
I talked about that. I talked about how we did this thing early on in Toy World Order where the puppet was infatuated with BC Direct, with Brandon Clayton. He was infatuated with him.
Did we ever actually do anything with that?
We did a little bit, but we never got to do, like, what I really wanted to do with it.
Yeah, I don't remember if they even filmed. I know that was an idea that was kicked around.
Yeah.
But, like,
but yeah, I told him, I was like, the voice and everything for the puppet comes basically, I was like, Dave based it on his
Irish Setter.
Yep, his Irish Setter Casey.
Based.
Well, it was the voice he used.
It was the voice I would use when I would talk in Casey's voice.
Yeah.
My pillar! My. I realized, like, that one's taken an ironic twist lately, but yeah, those commercials would come on just, I don't know why.
My pillar! Mine.
Josh says in the episode, he talks about how he's like, it was really weird. He's like, to stand there. He's like, because Dave's a large man. And then you hear this voice come out of Dave's mouth, and you're like, oh, God.
Talk about, like, all the times I had to be on the floor.
Oh, yeah. No.
I had to be, like,
floor person.
I have to stretch my arm. Like, can you get it a little higher? I'm like, no.
Lives on floor.
Please take the shot. And then we switched puppets because A, we got a little money, and B, Puppet Duvall was. I started feeling bad because Puppet Duvall was getting a little bit of a beating.
He was getting a little worn out.
And yeah, so we decided to kind of trade him out.
Yep, upgraded to a professional model.
Yeah.
That I think in the end was a lot more fun too.
It was kind of hard for me to control that because my fingers are actually kind of short.
Yeah.
So it was a little hard to work some of the controls sometimes.
Yeah.
And then that mouth is very, like, heavy and clunky. And,
yeah, it's kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
You really had to, like, use your hand strength to get him to open his mouth, but, eh. So, yeah, I recorded that. It was a lot of fun.
That's good.
It was supposed to be up today, but I guess Blanchard wasn't feeling well, so it'll probably be up this weekend at some point.
I would have thought, like, he does those, like, way in advance.
Yeah. So he, that'll probably be up for everyone to listen.
Well,
so
I would think it would be like next a month or two, but okay.
I'll link it once it goes up so everybody can listen to it.
I won't listen to it, just like you didn't listen to mine.
I never got around to it. This is true.
Yeah, I know.
This is true. I don't have to listen to yours. We're best friends. I know all those stories.
Well, I know all your stories.
Exactly.
So I have to listen to yours.
Yeah, so there.
So there.
Hmm.
Butthole.
Asshole.
Pornographer.
Dickless McGee.
Pornographer.
Oh, why am I a pornographer?
You know why you're a pornographer.
That's because I had Happy Hogan getting.
You had Happy Hogan.
He was filming it. He was filming his own Happy Time.
I swear to God, if you lost that phone, I would kill you.
I made sure I didn't. It was so tiny.
Yeah, the Happy Hogan figure comes with this, like, just tiny little plastic phone.
Tiny little smartphone. Yes, it's safe to say that Iron Man Mark Armor was having its way with Happy Hogan. when Dave came home the other night.
Yeah, Happy's not wearing white to his wedding.
And I just got a text that was like...
Well, people don't know this. Like, I went out of town to do something.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty regular thing. And you come over and you take care of the dog. Yep. And when I came home, pornography was waiting for me.
Dave had opened his Happy Hogan Iron Man 2-pack, and I was playing with them on the table, and then before I left, I was like, ooh.
Now, we have a rule that there's a standing... Because you're not getting rid of everything.
That's true.
And I'm going to tell Danny that the rules are off. Because Danny was the one... I never actually did pornography.
I blame you for it, and Danny's the one that did it.
I never actually did pornography. I would hide stuff.
Yes.
Like, that was my joke.
Yeah.
Danny would actually pose them having sex.
Yeah.
Like, and I stopped because I hit I think Captain Harris... And you freaked out, and you almost knocked something over. And you were like, I almost broke something, Dave.
I felt really bad. Yeah, so I got a text from Dave that said, I thought we had an understanding, sir.
Yeah, and yours was, ha, 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 he's having sex.
No, I was like, he's filming it.
Yeah.
Because he was filming it with his phone in a selfie mode. I am a terrible human being, ladies and gentlemen. I am a monster, sir. But God damn it, it's funny. Oh, man. Slash Film ranked the 20 best Bob's Burgers episode. The reason I want to talk about this is
because you're a Bob's Burgers super fan.
I am, and I want to see what number one is. I'm gonna go to number one because I want to see what number one is. It's not what I wanted it to be.
No.
Number four is The Equestronauts, which is by far the best episode of Bob's Burgers ever.
It's certainly my favorite one.
What episode? Oh, The Bleakening. Oh, The Christmas Spectacular. All right. Episode begins with a musical fever dream as Linda wakes up with a singular vision of bringing the gift of a perfect Christmas to the town. Even more frenzied than she usually is during the holidays, Linda goes above and beyond decorating and planning a Christmas party for customers in the restaurant. Of course, everything goes sideways when some of Linda's decorations go missing, leading Teddy to suggest it could be the Bleakin, a mythical Christmas villain. Spurred on by Luis, the kids decide to hunt down the Bleakin and find Linda's missing decorations. Meanwhile, Linda goes on an investigation of her own. All paths converge when the Belchers finally find out what happened and a surprising, sweet, and spectacular musical that leads the Belchers to discover more about Christmas in their community. Aw. I don't think that's the best episode.
I was going to say, do you? You do not
compare. Equestronauts, I think, is the best episode they've ever done. It's one of the funniest episodes I have ever seen.
To be fair,
yes. Although Topsy comes in a close second when they did the musical at school about Thomas Edison and his electrocution of Topsy the elephant.
Oh my god!
It's brilliant.
I gotta watch that one.
That's a brilliant episode. If you do not watch Bob's Burgers, it is on
Fox.
It is on Fox. I believe it's on Hulu. You can go watch it on Hulu. Every season, I think, is on there. It is one of the funniest, well-written, animated shows, and consistently funny. Yeah. Like, consistently, season to season, it has been funny.
It's sort of taken over the place from King of the Hill as sort of the stealth, great show
that
nobody really talks about.
I agree. Tim Burton's Wednesday Netflix series, which is covering a grown-up Wednesday Addams.
Okay.
Which is his new adaptation of Addams Family. So we've got announcements of the entire...
So now you can jerk off to her and not feel guilty.
Oh, well, that's just...
Don't
tell people.
I don't remember... I remember it was super creepy after that first film came out, and people were like, how long till Christina Ricci is of age?
Yeah, that's kind
of
weird.
You're like, okay, you guys are scary.
It's kind of weird. They announced the rest of the cast, but of course we get...
What's wrong with Angelica Houston? I mean...
Oh, nothing. But we're getting Catherine Zeta-Jones and Luis Guzman as Morticia and Gomez.
Okay.
Which I think is brilliant.
I'm trying to remember who Luis Guzman is. I know the name.
I'll show you a picture. You'll know him as soon as you see him.
I'm sure I will. That's not my boy.
He's a Puerto Rican actor.
Okay, yeah, I know who he is.
I
know who he is.
Yeah, he was one of the big things in Community because they ended up dedicating the college to Luis Guzman because he was from that college. He had graduated from there, so that was a big deal in the Community series.
Ironically, my college had Chevy Chase.
That's true.
Until I kicked him out.
Oh. So Wednesday will be played by Jenna Ortega.
Okay.
So, and they announced the rest of the cast, which I didn't recognize any of the characters, but there's a lot of people in the cast. So I'm curious to see what Tim Burton does with it. Yeah. I liked a lot of Burton's early work, but...
Yeah, I was about to say, I like a lot of Burton's early work. Yeah. Guys like Manhattan. Especially like your earlier films.
Yeah. We, CinemaCon happened over last weekend.
Sure.
And CinemaCon, for those of you who don't know, is a convention that happens every year, except for last year, in Vegas. I know, sorry. And it's basically, it's a convention for theater owners. So all the theater owners come to Vegas. The studios, a lot of the studios set up and show off upcoming films, new trailers. They show the entire movies to a lot of these.
For instance, to the theaters.
Ghostbusters Afterlife was viewed in its entirety at CinemaCon by theater owners.
Reportedly, the
and people who saw it raved about it. Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah,
fingers crossed.
Yeah, a lot of the theater owners were like, "Oh my god, this is amazing! This is the Ghostbusters film you waited for," which is high praise. But I guess again, like Dave said, fingers crossed. One of the trailers that was revealed, of course, Sony was there, and they finally dropped the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer.
Okay.
Which, did you watch it?
No, why would I?
Yeah.
you're sad. I posted it on my page.
I know you did. Finally, people got to see this trailer that they've been begging for all summer. They're like, show the trailer, show the trailer. Because it opens in like
It opens in December.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean opens in 3 months? We just got the trailer for Eternals, which opens like right after...
True.
Shang-Chi.
Yep. But, great trailer playing up the events of last movie.
Okay, I wasn't ready for this. I thought you were talking about Christina Ricci's...
No, we've moved on.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
All right, we moved on from that.
No, it's a fantastic trailer.
And of course, some of what we know... In the trailer, if you watch the trailer and kind of break it down, a lot of people have broken it down, but... people are guessing, you know, there's yellow lightning in it, which is leading people to Electro.
Well, I mean, he was the... Jamie Foxx was the first person confirmed cast.
Cast, yeah. So we know Electro's going to be in it. The only other Spider-Man movie actor we saw in this trailer was at the very end was the emergence of Alfred Molina's Doc Ock. Like, we saw glimpses of, like... We saw the Green Goblin's pumpkin bomb,
and we heard Defoe's laugh. Come on.
People are saying the lizard... can be seen.
Yeah, like that when Peter's standing there and something bumps into the thing behind him.
Yeah, people are saying the lizard.
They're saying that's the lizard.
They're saying the big sand thing that they're saying Sandman's in it. So there's a chance Thomas Hayden Church was cast and they just haven't revealed that.
This is one of those films where like there's been a lot of rumors and everyone keeps denying it and then stuff kind of comes out.
Yeah. So, but it was a great trailer though. The fact that you know we knew the story. Peter was basically going to go to Doctor Strange. And try to get him to make...
I mean, I don't know that we knew the story.
But... I kind of figured when Doc Strange was involved, I'm like, something's going to happen there.
Like when you see it in the trailer, sure.
Yeah.
It's basically One More Day, except... I mean, the funny thing is, it's One More Day, except Doc Strange in the Mephisto role.
Right.
Which, you know, after all the guff about WandaVision...
Right.
And Mephisto's become like a running gag for everything.
And it's funny, too, because in this trailer, Stephen Strange is using his magic...
We don't know. They're having shenanigans.
There's shenanigans, and people are like, Doctor Strange wouldn't do that, and everyone else is like, you've never read a Doctor Strange comic in your life, have you, motherfucker? Because Doctor Strange for sure would do something like that.
Like, and if you pay attention to the films, he's got two modes. He's got Stephen Strange mode, like in Infinity War, there's that scene with him and Wong walking down the steps. Like, before the Hulk crashes, he's a different guy.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the film and the next film, he's in professional mode.
Yeah.
So there is, like, a more loosey-goosey guy, and then there's the serious Doctor Strange guy. Like, he's gotten two modes.
Yeah. So it was a good trailer, though.
Plus, he literally has the line, we saved the universe together.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to help you out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good trailer. It was a very good trailer.
It was great. Like, I didn't even think,
I don't know if you caught, before you continue with that thought.
Sure.
I don't know if you caught during the trailer when he interrupts Doc Strange's spell and that big explosion happens. Part of that explosion was the end of the Spider-Verse. Like the weird.
I didn't hear that. I've heard people like say that the background kind of looks like the end of the universe from Loki.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, that's just like, to be fair, that's just like generic space.
Right.
I know that people like were pointing out specific a lot, like, there was some stuff that was similar to when, in the first Doctor Strange movie, when he first goes astral and he's projected through astral space.
Yeah.
There's a lot of similarities there. Someone pointed out that there were, like, three magic rings, three Spider-Man universes.
Right.
And they touch and collide.
Yeah.
No, but, I mean, what was really cool is, I thought, because we see the pumpkin bomb, and, you know, you hear the laugh, and then you see the tentacles.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be, like,
okay. That was going to be it.
Because it's like, oh, it's the
yeah,
tentacles.
Yeah.
And then they show Melina, and I just lost it. I was like,
and just Melina turned around saying, hello, Peter.
That was... People are like, how does he know that's Peter? And it's like...
He may not be talking to
one,
that
he may
Peter
not be
Parker.
Talking to Peter Parker. Number two, like, if he sees the outfit, he knows it's Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, he knows who Spider-Man is.
Yeah.
And three... The whole premise of the goddamn movie is that the world knows that Peter Parker. I mean, like, literally the first part of the trailer is he's swinging through the city with his face on every jumbotron.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and Doc Ock is a smart guy.
Well, and at the end of the film, he knew Peter Parker was Spider-Man.
No, but what I'm... But what I'm
Which
saying
people
is...
people are wondering if he's not pulled in, like, instead of him sacrificing his life in the second one, like, when
Which is sad, because his last line is, I will not die a monster.
Yeah, when the portals touch... They're wondering if it stops that moment, and that's when he gets sucked in.
Well, they got to do something, because, I mean, Goblin's alive.
Yeah.
Like, some people are saying that it's maybe, like, not exactly those universes, but, like, the next one over.
Right.
Kind of, like an alternate version of those universes.
Right.
It's comic booky, timey-wimey.
Yeah, yeah.
Hibbity-schmibbity nonsense. Don't
think too hard about it.
Like, MST3K had the perfect thing in their opening credits. If you're wondering how they eat and breathe and other science facts, just repeat to yourself, it's just a show.
Yeah.
I should really just relax.
That's right. That was a good trailer, though. I loved it,
and I'm like, can we just cut to December?
Can we just get there now?
Like, I don't care. I'm not really that excited for Shang-Chi.
Right.
I mean, I'm interested. I am legitimately interested because it does tie into the Marvel. I don't care about Eternals.
Yeah.
I love the meme. I posted it. I've seen it other places. Of, I guess there's a meme of, like, there's a little girl and a mommy in a pool.
Yeah, and the kid's kind of drowning.
And there's another kid over here drowning, and it's like, the little girl that's getting all the love and attention is Spider-Man. The mom is Marvel fan.
Yeah.
The drowning kid is Shang-Chi, and then there's a shot of a skeleton underwater.
It just says
Eternals.
That's Eternals. Ah, we'll see. Dave and I are going to see Shang-Chi next week, so.
Yay.
We got Eternals, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure we'll see
why wouldn't we?
Yeah, exactly.
Why wouldn't we watch them fight generic sludge monster things?
Yay. Variants.
They're deviants.
Deviants, I mean, yeah.
Variants.
Variants, sorry.
You're adorable.
I know, I'm silly.
I know they're called deviants, but they're just, they're very generic monsters.
They are. HasLab's got a new Transformers HasLab up.
Remember when they did that Star Wars one for the Razor Crest?
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. This time it's Transformers Victory Saber.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Yep. This was a Japanese only character. It's never been released in the American continuity. It's never been released to American shelves. The only way you could
it
get
still
this
won't
was,
because this is HasLab.
Yep. But this the only way you could get it was to import it. But now HasLab is going to release Victory Saber, and it's three figures in one that become becomes Victory Saber.
I'm
trying to find the names of Autobot Saber,
Autobot Victory.
Yeah, there's
Autobot Hyphen.
There's a 5-inch Autobot Saber figure, a 1-inch Brain of Courage Brainmaster figure, 8.5-inch V-Star Jet. 7.5-inch Victory Leo figure, and then those all form to become Victory Saber. Yeah. So it's cool. It's people Transformers fans are really like we're really excited about this because
it's one of those like I can never tell which way the ball's going to bounce. Like,
yeah,
they're either going to be really excited or they'll be buttholes about it.
Yeah, and they're really excited.
Well,
like
that's good.
it's got to get 11,000.
It's a cool deep cut.
Yeah, it's only $180 too.
Wow, for HasLab, that's a bargain.
Yeah, it's a bargain. That's why people were like, well, shit, it's only $180.
I paid way more than that for my Razor Crest that I've never seen.
I know. It needs 11,000 backers. It's already up. It just opened today.
I thought the next one was supposed to be the Rancor for the Black Series.
Well, that's what everyone thought, too. But It's needed 11,000. It just started today. It's got 44 days left. It's already at 3,000 backers. So it's jumped up real quick. Like, people are backing it, especially $180. It's going to hit 11,000, no problem. The Galactus finally hit its limit and unlocked both of its figures, one being a Nova figure, and then one being another Silver Surfer that just has a different head sculpt than the Silver Surfer that was at Walgreens, and it's a little stand that Silver Surfer can stand on that Galactus can hold him in his hand, basically. So, meh. People were not as excited about that. A lot of people canceled when they were like, oh, well, we thought the Silver Surfer was going to be Chrome or something, and Hasbro just kind of shit the bed on that, so we don't want it anymore. So, yeah, I saw a lot of people canceling it. The Avengers Endgame Marvel Legends Iron Spider 1-to-1 scale wearable helmet has been revealed in some details. If you've seen any like the Iron Man helmets or the Ant-Man helmet or stuff like that, it's kind of the same idea. Just basically a wearable helmet. It's got lights in it. They light up blue and red. You know, it's neat, but eh. I have seen the War Machine, and I've had the War Machine one on my head. They're not that great. Wow. Not for the price. They're not that great. I don't think. That's just my opinion, but I know people like them, but I didn't.
I have a fat head.
I didn't get into it. The Spider-Man Marvel Legends wave that's getting ready to come out is based on No Way Home. The Build-A-Figure will be Marvel's Armadillo.
It's a neat deep cut, but another Doctor Strange.
So we get three different Spider-Mans, but one of them is Spider-Man the Integrated Suit, one of them is a black and gold suit, which is from the upcoming film.
I thought the black and gold was the integrated suit.
I'm confused. Yeah. We get a figure of J. Jonah Jameson.
I'm stupid happy.
A new Doctor Strange, which I think looks really good.
I mean, yeah, so the last one.
Yeah. Morlun. Okay. Which is one of the members. I don't remember if he's a vampire or if he's a Hellfire Club.
I think he's a vampire. Is he? I mean, he could be both. Yeah. I don't know.
Miles Morales. And Shriek.
I thought Shriek was a symbiote.
Yeah, this is a different Shriek. Hmm. But, the Build-A-Figure is Armadillo. Again, like Dave said, super deep cut.
Fairly deep cut.
Yeah. But, yeah, the Spider-Man's is... Spider-Man's is fine. Yeah, I know this black and gold suit is the suit that you see Peter wearing in the trailer.
Well, yeah, and they have a Mezco or Hot Toys. He's got, like, a weird blue... Like, there's a blue... It's probably got magic.
Yeah.
Because there's a blue symbol where the spider symbol is.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So, of course, J. Jonah Jameson, goddammit, he's got two different heads, David.
Oh, does he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
He's got a yelling head, and he's got a normal...
Oh, I thought you meant...
Bring me pictures of Spider-Man!
Well, he would be, bring me footage of Spider-Man.
That's true. Bring me footage of Spider-Man!
I thought you meant that he had, like, a Raimi head and a...
No, that'd be great, but...
MCU head.
Yeah, that'd be great. No, this is based off Spider-Man No Way Home. Which I'm okay with.
I am too. I'm just saying, like, it would have been neat.
I think it's interesting. Doc Strange has still got the Eye of Agamotto, but
people
it doesn't
pointed
have...
that out.
Yeah, but it's like he doesn't have the Time Stone anymore, so why is he still wearing it?
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. That's true.
Maybe he got the one that was in Loki's pocket.
Ooh.
Because they never did anything with that.
That's true. Funko showed off a new X-Men Kate Pride with Lockheed pop, which I'm honestly not a fan of her new appearance. I don't like the space pirate Kate Pride.
Okay. I mean, it's hard to make a judgment about the pop version. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Although people were pissed that we were getting this version of Kate Pride and we still don't have, like, I guess there hasn't been a comic accurate version of Nightcrawler in a pop or Nightcrawler in his pirate outfit as a pop, and people are like, what the fuck? I don't know. Like, yellow Funko. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I mean, Nightcrawler is a...
True.
At this point, the X-Men have been screwed over by Marvel so badly that they don't have the capital they used to.
True. Let's see. So we talked about Spider-Man Legends, the helmet. There's going to be a Pulse exclusive Troop Builders of S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. There will be a Pulse exclusive troop builder for Skulls. There is
for Skulls?
For Skrulls. Skrulls. And they showed off the Excalibur box set, which is Captain Britain, Megan, and Classic Shadowcat, which is a Pulse exclusive.
Well, now I'm annoyed.
Oh, no, I am too.
By Classic Shadowcat.
Wait till you see her. I'm not.
It's the blue outfit, isn't it?
Yeah, but God, I'm not. I'm not happy with the head sculpt.
Well, okay. Oh no, Walmart exclusive.
Yeah, there was a Walmart exclusive Tom Holland head Spider-Man. Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, boo indeed.
Boo his boo.
Yeah. Miles Morales.
Think his head from clicking buttons too much.
Yeah, I gotta pop him every once in a while. Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
There's the Shield agents.
Yeah, so it's basically the thing that they had at Toys R Us a billion years ago.
Yeah, pretty much. And the Skrulls.
Basically the thing they had at Toys R Us a billion... Well, except it's just one.
Yeah, it's just one.
Weak. But I mean, they have different heads.
Yeah, they have different heads. There's the Megan from the box set. Yeah, she's not great. There's Kitty Pryde, and she looks bad, too.
She looks weird.
Yeah, I don't...
She doesn't look like Kitty Pryde.
I do not like the head sculpt on that. Lockheed looks fine.
I think they reused Lockheed. They've had Lockheed before.
Yeah, but if they were going off the old Marvel cards, looks nothing like those characters. But yeah, Megan's.
They both look bad.
Yeah. People are excited for it though.
Well, it's the first classic costume Shadowcat you've got ever.
Yeah.
Except for there was a weird one that they did.
Toy Biz,
but it wasn't a. It was a
Toy Fair exclusive.
No,
or not a Toy Fair. A Toy Fair magazine.
Yeah, but I thought they also reissued that with the. They had like a weird wave that wasn't available at retailers. You remember that? It was mostly female characters.
Vaguely, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought she was in that too.
She might have been. Super 7's presenting new G.I. Joe reaction figures.
I pre-ordered those a billion years ago.
I know, but we finally.
They've had pictures. When they put them up for pre-order a billion years ago, I don't know why you're gonna try to pretend like this is news.
Apparently it is. I don't know. Bunch of G.I. Joe green shirts.
Yes.
Quinn.
Yes.
Scarlet, Snake Eyes, and then Cobra Commander, Cobra Troopers, Baroness, and her. Is that her comic?
Yeah, that's her first appearance in the comic.
Yeah, and then Destro.
And then the Cobra Troopers have the two different kinds of styles of the webbing on their back.
Yep.
That's why you get, like, six of them.
Yep.
Some of them have a Y-style webbing, some have an A-style webbing, which I think we even covered on this friggin' podcast.
Probably, but apparently they said it was news, and I was like, all right, well, we'll talk about it again. Mondo showed off a new 1/6 scale Wolverine figure, this time being the Pride of the X-Men Wolverine, which we've seen already, but Mondo's now getting ready to put it up for presale. It is limited to 500 pieces. It's available for pre-order now through mondoshop.com. It's $200. $200!
Okay.
I don't know why they say Pride of the X-Men, because it's not Pride of the X-Men.
Well, I mean, it's the 80s
it's the
brown
animated,
costume.
Yeah, but it's
Wolverine.
The animated series. It's X-Men the animated series.
Oh, did he have a different one in Pride of the X-Men?
Yeah, it was a different Wolverine, like, didn't look like that Wolverine. And this is still Pride of the X-Men because it comes with the damn Morph head.
Okay, Morph was definitely
animated series. Animated series. Yeah.
Well, maybe they don't know or care.
Apparently, actor Tony Curran will be joining season 8 of The Flash on CW as the villain Despero.
Which, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, as I was saying, I believe, you know, we'll probably have the Rob Irizarry's and Mike Blanchard's of the world yell at me, but Starro is famous for being the first one that they fought as the Justice League fought as a team.
Yep, Justice League that wasn't, number one.
No. That wasn't Justice League number one. That was All-Star Comics, whatever. Despero was the first villain to appear, I believe, in Justice League number one.
Uh-huh.
I believe. I just remember him from the International run, which was really good. That was one of the... I was always heartbroken. Like it's one of the best issues of the entire run when Despero shows up and like just destroys New York and
right.
like trashes the Justice League. And I was always disappointed to find out that they kind of stole that from an old Fantastic Four.
Really?
Because the resolution is he wins, he kills the Justice League, he destroys Earth, and he's like he's so happy that his mind just kind of shuts down. And it turns out the Martian Manhunter had gotten into his brain and just made him think that he did all that.
Oh, interesting.
Which,
speaking of Flash, season 8 will launch with a 5-part season premiere called Armageddon. which will begin November 16th and will include numerous guest appearances from past and present superhero series on the network. Set to join the Flash team is Javisha Leslie as Batwoman, Brandon Routh as the Atom, who famously left Legends of Tomorrow last year, I think. Chris Williams as Black Lightning, Shyler Lee as Sentinel, Kate McNamara as Mia Queen, and Ozick Shy as Ryan Choi. Tom Cavanaugh and Neil McDonough will return as enemies Iro Thawne, Reverse Flash, and Damian Dark, respectively.
So it is. It sounds like they're setting up Justice League.
Yeah. In Armageddon, a powerful alien arrives. Alien threat arrives on Earth under mysterious circumstances, which would be Despero. And Barry, Iris, and the rest of Team Flash are pushed to their limits in a desperate battle to save the world. But with time running out and the fate of humanity at stake, Flash and his companions will also need to enlist the help of some old friends if the forces of good are to prevail. So I'm guessing people are going to die in that because Routh famously said he wasn't going to come back. He said he was done. He was going to move on. So.
But did he?
Yeah, true. NECA showed off some new Kenner tribute figures. This two of them, in fact. One is the Panther alien.
Okay.
Which was always a fun figure in the Kenner line.
Yeah, because it was the closest thing to the Alien 3 alien you got at that time.
Yep. And then the Night Cougar alien, which...
Which is the Panther alien.
Just repainted, yes. Yes, yes. Okay. Way to go, NECA. Jesus.
You can pre-order both of the fences there, NECA. You can
pre-order both of those on BigBadToyStore.com. If anyone's been following video games lately, there's a new Ninja Turtles game called Shredder's Revenge, which is very much in the vein of the classic Ninja Turtle arcade games that came out in the 90s. This one is launching on Nintendo Switch and PC next year, and one of the playable characters was announced in the form of April O'Neil.
Okay.
So, fun little character there. But yeah, it's basically supposed to play almost exactly like the old arcade hits. But it's a little bit more anime-ish in the sprite design of the character. Yeah,
Not that different from the classic arcade game to me.
I loved these games when they were in the arcade. I still love playing them today.
It's you know, the sad thing is they announced that for the one-up.
And
I really wanted it, and then right after they announced Star Wars.
Yeah, Dave was like, oh, shit.
I can only do one.
Yeah, Dave was like, well, buying Star Wars.
Mostly because it's Star Wars. Not because I like the game, but because it's Star Wars. Because
it's Star Wars.
Sometimes the collection is a harsh mistress.
It's true. Some new Power Rangers Lightning Collection figures were announced in the form of Dino Fury characters, Space Ecliptor and Astronema. Goodness.
That's on you. I don't do those.
Which is a two-pack. And then they also revealed Mighty Morphin figure of Finster, which was one of the classic Rita Repulsa villains.
He was the guy that made the enemies for
The first like season and a half. And then Finster vanished because they ran out of footage to use for him. But
there's a fascinating book or miniseries to be made out of that show.
Oh yeah, out of the creation of it.
Of it and the splicing and the selling of it.
Yeah, there's a documentary there somewhere.
Yes.
Mezco's 112th Collective showed off your official images and info for the upcoming 112th Collection Alien.
Yeah, I saw that on Big Bad. $100
It's pretty.
$100
Yep, I know.
For a 6-inch figure.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is bullshit.
But it's got an all-new seamless body with hidden articulation, which means it's probably all rubber.
Which means it'll rot.
Yeah, it's probably all going to rot. Sadly. That's what a lot of those figures do.
Yeah.
Well, it comes with a little alien egg and a face hugger.
They all come with alien eggs.
Yeah, I know. That you can, I believe you can pre-order.
Lanard's friggin' alien toys come with eggs.
Yep. That you can pre-order currently on BigBadToyStore.com.
$100
DC Multiverse figures. McFarlane Toys showed off their newest gold label Batman Hazmat figure, which will come with both a lighted chest and just a regular emblem. So one will come with batteries in it so you can light the chest up, and the other one will not. It's a neat looking figure.
I mean, I guess when he fights Kimo?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Will be exclusively at Target for $29.99. Meanwhile, the regular logo, the non-lighted one, will be available at select retailers for $20. So, if you want to light up Batman hazmat suit,
I don't.
Yeah, go to Target.
I don't.
Netflix kind of surprised people. They had talked about they were doing a live-action Cowboy Bebop with John Cho in the role of Spike Spiegel.
Okay.
And people were like, Well, Netflix showed off pictures of the upcoming series, and everybody was like, oh, okay, well, now we're going to give the show a chance, because...
Oh, I don't know. Some of them were... Some of them were myths that the girl's outfit doesn't show off her body enough.
Well...
And then she got snippy about it. And it's just like... from what I understand, that outfit is miserable to cosplay in, because you can't, like, move or...
Yeah.
It becomes obscene.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So... John Cho looking good as Spike Spiegel, though.
I guess. It's one of those I never really...
I never got into Cowboy Bebop, but...
I never did either. I always thought if there was any anime I was going to give a chance to, it would be that one, though.
Yeah, yeah. Although you've given a lot of anime a chance.
Well, I said, if I always thought if I did, that would be the one, and it turns out it was not.
It was not indeed.
Well, I did Star Blazers because I grew up with that as a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I did Robotech because, you know, that was just like such a...
Was The Mysterious City of Gold, that was an anime, wasn't it?
That was a literal... I believe that was literally an anime because I think that was French.
Okay, yeah.
The anime is actually a French term.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you knew that.
Actually, I did not.
Yeah. Yeah, anime comes from the French.
I did not know that.
Yes.
We want some.
No, but I'm not giving that one a chance.
I thought you won... Don't you want that on DVD?
Which?
The Mysterious City of Gold?
No.
Oh.
No. Ironically, I own Cowboy Bebop on DVD.
Oh, Jesus.
I just haven't watched it.
I thought you bought Mysterious City of Gold years ago.
What is with you in Mysterious City of Gold? I don't know.
I remember talking about it.
Why are you obsessing about it?
I don't. I'm not.
You have literally never talked about it with me because I've never seen it.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, this I can say with 100% certainty,
I don't remember who the hell was in the Mysterious City of Gold.
You need to tie an onion to your belt.
As that was the fashion.
Because that was the fashion. Yeah. A gold onion.
Yeah. As is the fashion right now at the time. Yes. Yes, comma, yes. Oh, Jesus. I kind of been giggling because Disney keeps announcing stuff that's really pissing people off. Like, they got rid of their fast passes. Their free fast passes, which have been free for years, while all the other parks have been charging for that opportunity to skip the lines, which is honestly, in my opinion, the smart thing to do. But Disney's always been different. They've always offered a higher quality at a higher price. Now they
have they?
Well, not always.
Like, I thought the whole, like, if anything, my experience with both the merchandise from Galaxy's Edge
has been cheap,
and the web series Defunctland is that Disney World, I guess the Disney parks in general, are shockingly not great.
Yeah.
Like, I'm because I always thought they were the gold standard, but I mean, the merchandise is junk.
Yeah.
Is really junky, and then you keep hearing about the stuff they could have done.
Yeah, and they didn't
and
do.
And just didn't bother, and then you get, like, the Hollywood taxi thing. And
yeah.
Yeah, it seems like Disney's kind of crap, to be honest.
They announced a new form of paid fast passes called Disney's Genie and Genie Plus, and people, I swear to God, lost their damn minds. Like... I was looking at what they were talking about the pricing being, and it was like, I don't know, it was like $15 a day for people, and I'm like, if I'm gonna go somewhere, like
everybody is going to pay the $15 because nobody wants to stand in the damn lines.
I mean, shit, Carrie and I bought tickets to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights this year for our trip at the end of October, and we had hemmed and hawed about buying their fast pass for that night because there's like 10 haunted houses, and Carrie's like, we're not gonna be able to do all these. I was like, well,
you're the one who said that. You were like, I'm only gonna stand in line for two.
I finally just broke down and bought the fast passes for us, and it was like almost another $400.
One day,
yeah, for that event that night, it was expensive. It was like 300 something. And I just went ahead and did it because I'm like, you know what? I want to go through all the houses. Like, I don't want to stand in these fucking long lines all night.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
But oh my God.
And I told Carrie, I was like, if the Disney Genie Plus, if you can, for like Hollywood, you know, for Disney Studios, if you can literally just pay for a fast pass to get on to fucking Rise of the Resistance or at Epcot for Ratatouille's for the new Ratatouille ride without having to get in a virtual queue, I was like, I will gladly pay them the money to do that so I don't have to deal with the fucking virtual queue. Because they're doing more and more virtual queues now and people are getting pissed about that. And I'm like, ah, what do people want? Like, they're building rides that don't have the capacity anymore because now they're trying to wow you. They're not trying to get as many people through an hour as they can. Now they're trying to wow you to get you there.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff is not great capacity. So, I mean, that Rise of the Resistance ride's like a 20-minute ride. Like, it's an experience.
Yeah.
So,
Thur, the AT-AT are from the classic theory, Thur, as opposed to the AT-AT from the First Order.
Thur. So, yeah, I was kind of giggling this week as a Disney fan, just watching people lose their damn minds.
Well, I mean,
I'm canceling my trip then. I'm like, good, cancel. Means less people are going to be there, and I can walk around and not feel stressed out.
Yeah, I get you. But, yeah. I mean, at the same time, they're taking something that was free and making it, you know, a pay thing. Do you blame them for at least being not happy about it?
I don't blame them for not being not happy about it. I blame a lot of people that just are, like, losing their shit over it. Like, this is the worst thing to ever happen. Like, no park has ever done this before. And I'm like, Universal's been charging for fast passes
for 15 years. Ass.
Yeah. Universal's fast passes are not cheap.
Yeah, clearly.
Six Flags' fast passes are not cheap. Like, their Flash Pass.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's weird that the Disney one is so cheap because isn't it just going to be that everybody gets the Fast Pass and then you have the same freaking problem, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
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 Like making it expensive means that not as many people are going to do it.
Yep.
And it has a little more value.
Yep. So it's one of those situations where you watch and you go, meh, I don't care. Like, I'm going to buy it. I'm not going to bitch about it.
Well, I don't care because I'm not going to go because I don't, God only knows what would be unleashed on humanity if I tried to go back.
You tried to book again?
Poor Dave. Ominous Strain meets the Blob.
Yeah. Poor David.
Yeah, whatever.
I know.
Everyone told me to wait.
That's true. We did. I was trying to save you some heartache, and apparently...
Yeah, apparently the rides were deserted those first couple of months.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit.
Yeah, damn it. Sorry, David.
And it's re-hitting.
Yeah. And, of course, me coughing on the show, everybody's like, oh, my God, DeVos not coming. No, I don't. I just... my acid reflux causes a lot of problems, and...
I'm sorry, people. I was too slow to stop him.
Yeah. Talking causes it to be...
I get you.
Coffee.
I get a little coffee when I eat or drink. I get a little gunk.
So. Yeah. So, good times. So, next week, we'll go see Shang-Chi.
Yay!
And we'll talk about it.
I already know there's two. There's a mid and post.
Oh yeah, good. So Dave and I will discuss that in a couple weeks when we come back.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about that.
Sure.
Yeah. So. Well, there you go. You got anything, Dave?
No.
Other than Dave finally ordered some new seating for his TV room instead of sitting on this ancient ass antique couch that he's been sitting on for decade plus.
That I inherited from my aunt.
You did, yes.
Because I, you know.
I was telling Carrie.
Because it was on sale.
Yeah, it was on sale.
It was on sale, and they're neat. And I figured, might as well.
Might as well have some comfort. Because I was telling Carrie, I was like, we went out and looked at these things, and Dave was like, I want to buy one because I want comfy things. And I was like, I'm happy because number one, he's going to be sitting in comfort, which is great. He'll be able to play his video games in comfort, which is great because normally when you play video games, you sit in an office chair.
Don't most people?
No.
What are they? They have
a video game chair at like a computer desk.
Yeah, I know that. Well, come on. Is a video game chair really that radically different?
Yeah, actually, they are. They're designed differently.
Sir.
So yeah, Dave got him some fancy theater seats.
We'll see if it shows up.
Yeah.
Man, the hoops you had to jump through to order from that place because I had to call them.
Really?
Yes, to confirm my order and blah blah blah. And they're supposed to call me like when it comes in or when it's gonna be delivered.
Really?
Oh man, it's like ridiculous.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean that's good customer service though. They want to make sure that you're taking care of it.
Yeah. So I mean,
Unlike Lowe's. Jason and Carrie ordered a new screen door for the back of the house from Lowe's a month ago, and it was a special order item, so of course it's going to take a month to get here. And when it gets here, they ordered the wrong door. They ordered the bigger door instead of the door they actually took measurements for. Because they came out and measured that door. I did not measure it. They sent out contractors to measure that door. And they ordered the wrong door. So Jason had to go last night to fix it. Well, in the meantime, they had, like, refunded the money for my door, which screwed up everything. So I sat in Lowe's for 3 hours last night. And God bless my best friend.
Well, I didn't realize there were two Lowe's in town.
Yes, Dave did not realize that Springfield was a two Lowe's town.
I didn't realize it was a two Lowe's town. And I thought, oh, you know, that's just down the street.
Yeah.
I can put on my pants and get my shoes on and run out there and hang out with them.
Dave felt bad and came to Lowe's.
You were like, I've been here since 4:45. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it was like, what, almost 7 o'clock when I texted you? Yeah. It sucked. It was a crappy night. And I was real nice about it. I tried not to get pissy. Like, I wasn't trying to get angry, but I was like the most incompetent people.
Oh, I get you.
Incompetence. Like, I'm like, it's, how hard is it? Return to the fucking door. Like, the door's already returned. Return the installation fee, which you guys didn't return to begin with. I don't know why. Hold on to it. Write up a new contract for this other door. Charge me for the door. Put the, you know, put the installation fee on there, and so I can be on my way. And it took them forever to figure out how to do that. I'm like, you guys do this every day. Like, I don't
think they do that
every
day.
You deal with fucking professional companies every day doing this contract shit. Like, what? How is this hard?
Dude, I mean, I told you, I transferred some money to my bank, and yes, that was like I was sitting in my car for 30, because I went through the drive-thru, I was sitting in my car for 30 minutes while this guy tried to figure it out, and then there was always, you can't have your money until a couple days from now, blah, 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 blah.
Which I remember texting you going, well, that's bullshit.
He sent me like a form, yeah. Like, he's like, the form explains it, the form explained nothing. I eventually went back, like, because it was 100 degrees.
Yeah.
So I literally came home to cool off.
Yeah.
Went back to the bank and went
both
full Karen.
Both physically and mentally.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then I went full Karen, asked for the manager. And, you know, she's like, well, this check is blah, blah, blah from Texas. And I'm like, okay, my uncle posts shit on Facebook, like, every day. They have internet. Like, it's one of those, like, you could just push the button.
Yeah.
You can just push the button. If you were taking money out, you'd push the button, and it would be gone.
And you should have been like, go look at my account. You'll
that's
see
what you
that
did.
I, yeah.
No, I that's what I did. From, yeah. I have my my banking app, and yeah. I'm like, oh, look, here it went through with no problem. Here yeah. it went, you know, it's like yeah. twice this month already it went through with no problem.
Yeah. Like, why are you holding this up? Because yeah. I remember texting you when you were telling me about it. I was like, every bank, when you deposit a check, it literally goes right into your fucking account immediately. Like, they can clear those checks immediately now. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I know. So
I know.
I was glad you got that taken care of, too, but I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Well, that's enough about Dave and I's personal lives.
Yay.
We'll be back next week.
Well, and the reason I was transferring the money was to buy the seats.
To buy the seats, yeah.
Which was right. on sale on up sale. Until, yeah. like, that day.
Yeah, that day. They were on sale for that day. Yeah. Yeah. So, David and I will be back next week with an all-new show, so make sure you tune in next time. And until then, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can stay here.
And the Toy Bar Peeps is closed. Peace out.